For the first time ever, the Bible has made it onto one of the most challenged books lists, just above 50 Shades of Grey. And it's been 18 years since Kids Alive entered Peru. Find out how things have changed. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. So the issue of church and state drags the Bible into controversy. MNN's Dodd Morris tells us more.
The Bible made the American Library Association's top 10 list of books most challenged in America's libraries and public schools this year. Biblica's Carl Moeller says,
as Bible believers, as Bible readers, we should recognize that the Bible makes some pretty audacious claims against a culture like the one we currently live in. So it's not surprising to me necessarily that people who have no understanding of what the Bible's true message of love and redemption is all about look at it as a controversial book.
The list did stir up some controversy. Christians got angry. And right now, social media seems filled with this kind of Christian.
Culturally speaking, we've lost our way in influencing our culture. And to be surprised at the non-Christian response of non-Christians is a little bit nonsensical.
Moeller says there are two things every believer must do if they want to have a Christ-like response to the cultural challenges that we face right now.
Number one is that they need to turn to the Lord in prayer. Number two is I would get a Bible that is readable. Why do I say that? Because if I orient my heart in prayer to letting God speak to me, and I read a reader-designed Bible, it allows me to read long portions of Scripture without being tired, without stopping and constantly encountering breaks in the text. We actually begin to ingest Scripture deeply.
God's Word starts to change people the better they understand it. We have links for community Bible engagement and other reading plans highlighted in our story at missionnews.org. For Mission Network News, I'm Dodd Morris.
When mom has all she needs, finding a unique gift is kind of hard. So here's an idea for this Mother's Day. Let her know you gave a mother halfway around the world a sewing machine to help her take care of her family. Through their tailoring classes, India Partners is teaching impoverished women how to run their own profitable businesses. Donna Glass of India Partners says,
this kind of success and the success of other women who are in the program is really only possible through people who support the schools, through prayers or through the gifts of machines. It can make a difference to help bring change to people who are suffering from poverty.
The classes have also become a way to share the gospel with women from the community.
The ultimate goal, besides providing for them to help lift them out of poverty, is that we win souls for Christ.
What better way to honor your mother this Sunday than by gifting a sewing machine to a mother in need? You can learn more at missionnews.org. Our last story today is a flashback. When Kids Alive International first journeyed to Lima, Peru in 1998, all that existed was one children's home that served both orphans and children placed there by extreme poverty. But a lot has changed in the past 18 years. Now, three children's homes and two care centers provide support to around 500 kids. And there's a school, too. For Mike Fiji, the changes have strengthened the community and its families.
We've changed the ministries so that extreme poverty children are cared for by our care center model and orphans, abandoned, abused kids in our children's homes.
Sharing the gospel is a top priority for Kids Alive, but trusting God as Father can come slowly for kids who've been abused. That trust is built through consistent care, even after the child has grown and graduated from school. Mike says it's their prayer that the children being served now by Kids Alive will one day become the leaders who serve. The greatest need right now for Kids Alive's work in Peru is people.
One of our biggest concerns right now is just for more good, godly house parents that love the Lord and love kids, nationals that would do that.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning. You can sign up for it for free. Just go to missionnews.org and click on the link. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories that you hear every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.